Is this out loud?
One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11.
Okay. Now let's do a practice. If I ask you the question, is the price of a train ticket $5? You should say
no, the price for a train ticket is not $5, it's $20.
Okay. So just like that, I'll make sure that you always enter, answer my questions.
Complete. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yes,
you can take the bus to New York City.
Okay. And the price of a bus ticket is $15,
right? No, the price for the bus ticket is not $15, it's $11.
Okay. Please
read your sentences. Okay. New York City has many restaurants and a huge variety of different types of food. Within a single block, you might find an Indian restaurant, a Middle Eastern restaurant, and a Japanese restaurant. Other restaurants serve Mexican food, Indonesian food, and of course, American food. Chinatown is known for its wonderful Asian restaurants.
Okay. Does New York City have Middle Eastern restaurants?
Yes, New York City has Middle Eastern restaurants.
And Chinatown is known for Middle Eastern food, right?
No, Chinatown is not famous for Middle Eastern food. It is famous for Asian food. Okay. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from Fifth Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the High Line Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue. Yes, the Highland Park is above street level.
Okay. And the Highland Park is above Fifth Avenue, right?
No, the Highland Park is not above Fifth Avenue. It is above 11th Avenue.
Okay. Please read the sentences out loud.
Okay. There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. Cloisters is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in northern Manhattan and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too.
Okay. Is the Cloisters part of the Metropolitan Museum?
Yes, the Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum. No, the Cloisters is not located in southern Manhattan. It is located in northern Manhattan. Okay. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes. Yes.
Does the American continent consist of North and South America?
Yes, the American continent consists of North and South America.
And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America, right?
No, Rocky Mountains is not located in the South America. It is located in the North America. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other lane, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane. Yes, the solid line means the cars cannot cross into another lane.
And two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, two-way rules doesn't use white lines, it uses yellow lines. Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. People living in rural areas generally have less access to health care. Studies show that life expectancy is lower in rural areas than in urban areas. Yes, people live in rural areas has less access to health care. No, life in urban areas is no, life expectancy is higher in urban areas than rural areas. Rural areas.